Title: NLRB releases more employer-friendly COVID advice. Content: The National Labor Relations Board S, NLRB or Board, Division of Advice, 1, recently released 5 memos dealing with issues related to the COVID-19 pandemic, concluding in all 5 that dismissal of the pending unfair labor practice charge, ULP or charge, against the employer was warranted. These advice memos come on the heels of a series of advice memos issued by the Division of Advice in July, which also recommended the dismissal of COVID-19-related charges filed against employers. Although these advice memoranda do not carry the same weight as a board decision, they shed light on how the regional offices may view these matters going forward and can be used as a roadmap for employers who are undoubtedly navigating similar issues in their businesses during the pandemic. The advice memorandum dealt with the following topics: 1. An employer's ability to refuse to engage in midterm bargaining over COVID-19-related policies, in Memphis Ready Mix, Case 15CA259794, the Division of Advice recommended the dismissal of a charge alleging that the employer refused to bargain over the union's proposal for paid sick leave and hazard pay during the pandemic. The advice memo first cited the general principle that parties to a collective bargaining agreement are not required to bargain over topics that are covered by the CBA and suggested that because the CBA already addressed issues related to leaves of absences and wages, midterm bargaining was not required. However, even if the CBA was found not to cover the topics of sick leave and hazard pay, advice stated that midterm bargaining was not required due to the broad zipper clause, 2, that waived either party's right to demand midterm bargaining over a topic not covered by the CBA. Of course, advice noted the employer would be required to negotiate over paid sick leave and hazard pay when the contract can be reopened in the fall, as these are mandatory subjects of bargaining. 2. Information requests related to the decision to lay off employees. 2 of the recent advice memos dealt with information requests related to an employer's decision to lay off employees during the pandemic. The first memo, ABM Business and Industry, 13CA259139, reiterates the principle that when an information request does not deal directly with the terms and conditions of employment of bargaining unit employees, such as a request for communications between an employer and its clients supporting the layoff decision, the burden is on the union to demonstrate the relevance of the requested information, and the board expects that the union will engage in an interactive process with the employer to explain why the information sought is relevant before filing a charge. The second advice memo, Crown Plaza O'Hare, Case 13CA259749, similarly found that the employer, a hotel near Chicago's O'Hare Airport, was not required to further respond to the union's request for information related to the decision to furlough employees after it provided documents showing the drop in hotel occupancy levels after the pandemic hit. Specifically, advice found that the hotel's financial documents were not relevant because the employer did not claim that the layoff was due to its inability to pay employees. As we have noted previously, an employer's delivery of bad economic news at the bargaining table is not synonymous with a plea of poverty. Indeed, an employer may rely on external market conditions to justify a tough bargaining position without having to open its books to a union, provided, of course, the employer does not also claim a financial inability to meet a union's bargaining demands. Advice also examined an issue that will undoubtedly confront many employers over the next year: whether the union had a right to request information related to applications for emergency payroll relief funds filed by the employer. First, it found that the entrepreneurial business decision to temporarily close the hotel due to loss of business was not subject to mandatory bargaining because it was motivated by a decrease in hotel guests, not the desire to reduce labor costs of the represented bellmen and airport shuttle drivers. Therefore, the requested information was not relevant to the union's statutory duties as the bargaining representative. Advice then examined whether the union was entitled to the requested information to fulfill its duties during